Chapter 62. April 15th of year 21. Adam. You can unbuckle your safety belts now. Thanks, Marchenko, for stating the obvious. Even from afar, Marchenko still remains in the majestic draft. The AI can't help giving such advice. Adam unbuckles his belt. The shuttle, they were told, would land in a recreational area near the capital city. He hears the clicking of Eve's belt alongside him. Until now, they'd only seen Dual Sun, the planet of the Grosnops, from orbit. It must be a fertile planet, with billowy seas and green continents. There seem to be no high mountains. The very best aspect, they say, is that it has two suns. Right now it is bright night, the season when both suns are visible in the sky. This should be the best time to recover in the recreational area, which carries the promising name Slime Swamps. There would also be a big surprise for them, the Grosnops had explained in perfect English. Even Marchenko was surprised how quickly the locals had been able to learn this human language. Had Gronov sent data via radio to his home planet? Suddenly there is a blinding light. Somebody opened the door of the shuttle from outside. Together with the light, the scent of the planet enters the ship. It is a sweet smell, slightly reminiscent of decay, and of fish. But Adam already suspected this, because during the long journey, Gronov had raved about the extensive ichthyofauna of his planet. He gets up and walks toward the exit. Eve follows him. The pilot is nowhere to be seen. They had been told he speaks no English. Somebody placed a gangway against the exit. Adam can see broad-bodied Grosnops walking away, presumably the ones who had put it there. They probably don't speak English either. Adam looks around at Eve. She nods. Okay, she signals. He steps out of the shuttle. The first thing he notices is the humid heat. He starts to sweat immediately. In front of him is an area which looks like a neatly trimmed meadow sporting a bilious green color. Adam is careful about not jumping to conclusions. What looks like grass might be something completely different here. At a distance of about 50 meters, some plants as tall as a man are visible, a kind of forest. Their leaves display a different, more yellowish green compared to the meadow. A swath has been cut through the forest, ending at a body of water. His eyes turn upward. The sky is verdant green. It is amazing, because it looks so inviting. He would like to be a bird and rise into the air. Perhaps this was why the Grosnops built spaceships before they invented other technologies. Adam searches for the suns. They are not far from each other. One called Mother Sun is yellowish. The other, Father Sun, burns hotter and white, but it is farther away, and therefore appears much smaller in the sky. Eve taps on his shoulder. Could that be the ocean? She points at the swath through the forest. No, it is an inland lake. The answer comes from the left. It is spoken in perfect English. It is a man's voice. A biped walks around the ship. That is no Grosnop. Adam takes on a defensive stance. I am sorry, the voice says. I did not want to frighten you. Adam? Adam turns to Eve, but she has not addressed him, but the other one. Now he realizes it. The human looks just like him. He is meeting his identical twin, even though it does not feel that way at all. Shouldn't the other man seem to him like an old acquaintance, or even his mirror image? Yes, that's what Marchenko called me. This is a nightmare. Now the story of Marchenko too is starting all over again. Adam feels a shiver run down his spine. Your father is also named Marchenko? Eve asks. Doesn't she realize what is going on here? Somehow Marchenko too has managed to arrive before them. Eve, watch what you're saying, he whispers to his sister. She looks at him dumbfounded. What's wrong with you? Eve places a hand on his shoulder. The creator obviously sent a messenger spaceship to Alpha Centauri as well, she says cheerfully, with another Marchenko and two clones of us on board. That's exactly it, he hears Eve's voice say, but it comes from the wrong direction. Funny that your ship is also called Messenger. Now the woman appears from behind the other Adam. She bears an amazing resemblance to his Eve, but her hair is longer, and her clothes are totally different. How long have you been here? Adam still can't believe Marchenko too has nothing to do with this. We landed 10 months ago. The locals helped us a lot from the very beginning, even though there were some misunderstandings. Adam calculates back. The imposter from Proxima B could not have arrived here so quickly. That is, if the date is correct, and he is going to find that out. Well, then the coming years won't be quite so boring, his Eve says. We are so glad, the other woman says. May we invite you to our house? We are curious to hear your story, and our Marchenko is also looking forward to seeing you. Barnar, our local advisor, told us you come from the neighboring star, Single Sun. That would be Proxima Centauri, right?